On this Tuesday, we're now joined by Don Day at Today Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. I'd like to work our way across the United States. We'll start in California. What are conditions like on the ground where they've been suffering through just dry weather, high winds, and they continue to have fires?
Well, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Unfortunately, it's not a train. It's a Pacific cold front that is going to be moving into Washington, Oregon. And as far as some areas of Central California, it's going to be coming in Friday night and Saturday. And this will bring the first chance of rain over not all California fires, but many of the ones in the central and the north as we get into Friday night through Saturday evening. So there is good news. Now, the problem is they got to wait for it, because between now and then, the dry conditions and the wildfires that are burning in the western United States are going to keep burning until this system comes through. But not only the West Coast and the Pacific Northwest, but part of the Rockies that are experiencing fire activity, we'll start to see some of that moisture move in late this weekend and early next week.
Does this have anything to do with the weather that we're experiencing in our part of the world?
Well, part of it is, you know, the big high pressure ridge that's covering the central and western United States has been so robust for the last 3 weeks or so, really giving us some nice harvest weather conditions across the large swaths of the country. But this is a pattern change to where we're going to see the weather get more busy. And we're going to see this in parts of the Corn Belt and Midwest next week. We're going to be dry through the weekend, but as early as Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to see some areas of rain break out across Iowa, Missouri, parts of Nebraska and the Dakotas. Then we've got this tropical activity that's going to keep us busy in the Gulf Coast.
Well, tell me about that, because I know Gamma and Delta are down there zipping around in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, Delta is one that we've really got to keep an eye on. It's right now being forecasted to be maybe Category 3 hurricane coming up, and landfall is going to be, you know, this far out, a little tricky, but certainly it looks like Louisiana and that far east, southeast parts of Texas are going to be under the gun. This pattern of this tropical activity with Delta and Gamma, you know, really helped, got to develop by this quiet weather pattern we've had. This high pressure, this warm pattern has made the wind profile, combined with those sea surface temperatures in the Gulf, really perfect for tropical formation. Now, when this trough comes across the United States next week, that's going to change things up a little bit and will cause that tropical activity to drop. But for late this week and this weekend, we're going to be watching that Gulf Coast very, very carefully.
So it's a push and pull, north and south.
It is.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Don.
Thanks, Todd.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joined us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. That wraps it up for the day. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.